Friday, January the 13th, 2012, 7:30 p.m. The luxury liner Costa Concordia leaves its Italian port and heads out on the Mediterranean. On board are more than 4,000 passengers and crew. Amanda Warwick from Braintree, Massachusetts, is traveling with her two brothers, Brandon and Adrian. Also on board from Massachusetts are Samir and Divya Sharma.
My brothers and I were exploring, and we had just said, oh, something's going to happen, it's Friday the 13th.
We remember looking at each other and being like, come on, Mom, really? It's just Friday the 13th, nothing bad happens, you know?
Especially on a formidable vessel like this. The Concordia stretches 3 football fields long, 13 decks high, and weighs almost 115,000 tons. The Concordia is a floating palace devoted to pleasure.
On the ship, you have so much to do. Constant entertainment.
Part of that round-the-clock entertainment is a group of dancers from the UK.
We had 2 shows, Time and Celebration, and we do them twice a night.
For Kirsty Cheslin Nuttall, performing on board the ship is a dream come true. And for fellow dancer Rose Metcalf, life on board is a home away from home. The Concordia is on a 7-day trip around the Mediterranean, stopping at major European cities along the way. Commanding the 13-story supercruiser is Captain Francesco Scatino. He's been in charge of the Concordia since 2006. Scatino's responsible for the safety and well-being of all passengers and crew on board.
He was very friendly.
International safety regulations stipulate passengers must undergo an emergency drill within 24 hours of boarding ship. Its purpose is to help passengers identify their allocated muster stations where the lifeboats are situated.
Every 2 weeks, we'd have a boat drill.
But the next drill isn't scheduled until the following day.